Hello and welcome to Inspire Beginners by Notes in Spanish. Hi Ben.
Hi Marina, how are you today?
I'm very well.
Are you feeling inspired?
I'm feeling very inspired today.
Good, me too. And we hope that you lot are, because we've got lots of great vocabulary for you today. So what are we going to be talking about later on? What's our conversation in Spanish going to be about today?
Okay, we are going to talk about our typical weekend.
Okay, but first of all, as usual, we'd like to quickly go back and have a look at some of the vocab from last week's podcast. So last week we were talking about our family and so on. Marina, let's look at some jobs quickly. My sister is a journalist, which in Spanish, I know all the listeners have already got it in their heads, but it is?
Periodista.
Okay, now, I don't know if you all remember, but I seem to think that Marina's brother is a bit like James Bond, 007, because he's a helicopter pilot, which, of course, in Spanish is?
Piloto de helicóptero.
And your father builds houses, or designs plans for them at least, making him an architect, which in Spanish is a pretty easy one, this one.
Arquitecto.
Okay. Right then. So we also used a couple of descriptive words. For example, my youngest sister, again the journalist, we said that she was pretty sharp, pretty quick, pretty intelligent, which is, of course,
lista.
Yeah,
es muy lista.
Muy lista, mi hermana. God, she'd love to listen to this. Definitely not going to tell her about this podcast. Right then, your brother is very sort of brown haired, very chestnut coloured haired. He's a bit of a chestnut.
He's a chestnut, yeah. He's James Bond and a chestnut.
Yeah. Interesting guy.
Yeah, he's es castaño.
Castaño. Mm. Okay. Great. And the other thing we looked at was doing some comparatives. So comparing two things. For example, we said that Marina's sister Marta is as pretty as Marina. Isn't that lovely? Pretty, of course, is guapa or guapo for handsome. So how would we say, Marina, Marta is as pretty as Marina?
Marta es tan guapa como Marina.
Okay, so we've got that construction tan plus adjective plus como. Nemi, my sister, Nemi is as tall as Ben. How would you say that?
Nemi es tan alta como Ben.
Exactly. Tan plus alta, tall, como, Ben. Right then, that's plenty of revision. I'm sure you've remembered it all anyway. Let's get on with today's podcast. So, Marina, what do you think all of our super keen, inspired listeners definitely know already if you're talking about things that you would typically do at a weekend?
Or do often, no? Well, soler, which is I often do, suelo hacer.
Yeah. So soler, the verb, means to tend to do something or to often do something, as you said. So how does it go? Suelo, sueles.
Él suele, nosotros solemos, vosotros soléis, ellos suelen.
Okay. So, for example, Marina and I at the weekend, we tend to have lunch with your parents, would be?
Solemos comer con mis padres.
Okay. Solemos plus comer, to eat. Con los padres. Right then, so I'm sure you already know soler plus infinitive, to tend to do something, but we're going to introduce lots more vocabulary today. So Marina, how do you say to get up in Spanish?
Levantarse.
Okay, it's one of these reflexive verbs, so it's me levanto.
Te levantas, se levanta.
Mm-hmm. And well, as you'll be hearing, I tend to get up very early, even at the weekends. And how do you say in Spanish to get up early?
Madrugar.
Okay. Marina is a bit of a sleepy head on Saturdays and tends to sleep quite a long time, which makes her sleepy head would be?
Dormilona.
Yeah, a complete dormilona. Now, that's a very real Spanish word. That's one of those ones that if you can bring it up in a conversation, you're going to sound very Spanish. In the afternoons, we tend to have a siesta. Now, there's a verb that's often used with siesta is echar, which literally means to throw, actually. Mm-hmm. But the whole sentence would be...
Echarse la siesta.
So, nosotros nos echamos una siesta. It's another reflexive verb. We chuck a siesta. Sounds bizarre in English. Ah, now I don't know if you remember from a previous episode, Marina often adds ito or ita to the end of words,
yeah.
The diminutive, which makes them sound a bit smaller. So, for example, how long do we usually have a siesta for?
Una horita.
Yeah, instead of una hora, una horita, a short hour. And finally, one more piece of vocab you're going to hear quite a lot is to meet friends. I'm sure you all know how to say this, to meet. Marina?
Quedar con amigos.
Okay, quedar. Perfect. Okay, we'll start off by telling you about our Saturdays. ¿Quién se levanta primero los fines de semana, Marina?
¿Yo?
No, 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 yo. Yo madrugo, como todos los días, a las 8, 8:30. Pero tú eres una dormilona.
Sí, a mí me gusta dormir un poquito más los fines de semana. O leer un rato antes de levantarme.
¿Y cuando te levantas, qué hacemos?
Pues a veces vamos al parque, al Retiro, que está aquí cerca, a dar un paseo. O vamos a hacer unas compras o al supermercado.
Sí, y luego solemos hacer una comida especial. Y después echarnos una siesta.
Sí, los fines de semana nos gusta dormir un rato después de comer.
Muy español.
Sí, una horita, no mucho.
Y la siesta nos da muchas energías para la noche, porque solemos quedar con los amigos. Pero ¿a qué hora?
En España se queda muy tarde. Normalmente a las 10 de la noche.
Sí, mucho más tarde que Inglaterra. En Inglaterra, los sábados, la gente suele quedar a las 7, 7:30, pero aquí las 10, las 10:30, y luego vamos a casa muy tarde también, ¿no?
A veces a la 1, si estamos cansados. Y a veces a las 4. Right, you've heard us talking about meeting late. We use the expression se queda. Can you tell us something about this construction?
Yeah, well, we talked earlier about quedar, meaning to meet. If you use the reflexive form se queda, it means that you're talking in general. So in general, in Spain, se queda muy tarde. Okay, so normally in Spain, you meet very late.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, all we've done is we've put se, S-E, at the front of the construction before the verb. Now, you can use this with lots of different things when you're talking about habits. So, for example, Marina, how would you say in Spain, people usually eat very late?
En España, se come muy tarde.
Okay, so it's just the same, the verb comer, but we put a se in front. Mm-hmm. Se come muy tarde.
Another example, for example, in Spain, people drink lots of wine.
Mm-hmm.
En España, se bebe mucho vino.
Yep, beber, to drink, with se on the front, mucho vino, a lot of wine. Se bebe mucho vino. So that's a very easy way of talking about generalizations. Okay, so England, for example, we could say se bebe mucha cerveza. In England, they tend to drink a lot of beer. Okay, in the next part of the podcast, we're going to be talking again in Spanish, Marina and I, about Sundays. We've heard all about Saturdays. And we talk about the first thing that Marina tends to do on a Sunday morning, which is...
Bajo a comprar el periódico.
Bajo, I go down.
Yeah, because we live in a sixth floor, so I have to go down.
Yeah.
To buy the newspaper.
So, the newspaper, el periódico, which one does she buy? Here's a little thing that you can listen out for when you're listening to this second part now, and we'll give you the answer afterwards. But what is the name of the newspaper that Marina gets? Right then, another thing is going to the cinema. Now, one word that we use is una peli. Mm-hmm. Marina, what is this peli?
Peli is a short way of saying película, and it's very... It's used very, very often.
It's exactly another one of our favourite examples of how to sound extremely Spanish, hardly trying at all. So next time you're talking about what films you've seen, say una peli instead of una película.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you might as well have been born with a Spanish passport. Right then, and finally, we talk about going to the country. How would you say a trip out to the country?
Ir de excursión al campo.
Great, literally to go on an excursion to the countryside. Right then, let's hear all about our Sundays.
Ben, cuéntame, ¿qué hacemos los domingos?
Los domingos, Marina siempre hace la misma cosa por la mañana. ¿Qué haces?
Bajo a comprar el periódico.
Siempre lees El País, uh-huh. El periódico más conocido en España, creo. ¿Y luego qué hacemos?
Y luego vamos a comer con mi familia.
Sí, en España el domingo es un día muy familiar.
¿Familiar?
Familiar, gracias. Uh-huh. Y con tus sobrinos también.
Uh-huh. Y mis hermanos.
Claro. ¿Y por la tarde qué hacemos? ¿Otra siesta?
No, solemos ir al cine.
Uh-huh. A ver una peli. Y con un poco de suerte vemos una peli en inglés. Porque si no, voy a olvidar mi inglés.
No me lo creo. Otros domingos preferimos hacer una excursión en el campo.
Sí, porque cerca de Madrid hay unas ciudades muy interesantes, como Toledo, que es muy famoso, El Escorial, o a veces vamos a pueblos muy pequeños para sí. comer algo.
So, did you get the name of the newspaper? It was El País, literally means the country.
It's probably the biggest newspaper in Spain, isn't it? I think,
yeah,
El País.
It's the most selling one apart from the sports newspapers.
Ah, that's true. Okay, quick fact. For a long time, I'm not sure it's still true, but literally up until a year or two ago, the biggest selling paper in Spain was called Marca, which means to score, like marca un gol, to score a goal. And it's literally full of sport. No news at all. Mm-hmm. The biggest
Only
selling
sports.
Paper.
Yeah.
Now I think it's been taken over by 20 Minutos, 20 Minutes, which is a free paper they mm-hmm. they give away on the metro and around the cities. Okay, bit of revision?
Yeah, of
Let's
course.
Have a quick look at what we've seen today. Having a siesta. Chucking a siesta, literally.
Echarse la siesta.
Right. To meet with some friends.
Quedar con amigos.
Okay. Something that I think we probably all do every weekend. Now, Marina's a sleepyhead, but I get up very early. So what was that verb for to get up early?
Madrugar.
Madrugar. So how would you say Ben gets up early on Saturdays?
Ben madruga mucho los sábados.
Yep. Don't know why. Can't seem to stay asleep. We also saw a couple of very Spanish pieces of vocabulary today. First of all, well, I might get up early, but Marina is a bit of a sleepyhead, which is...
Dormilona.
If it was me, it would be...
Dormilón.
Yeah, so masculine's dormilón, feminine...
Dormilona.
The other word we saw was also a better way of using the word for a film, because a film normally is...
Película.
But the word we used, and nearly every Spanish person uses all the time...
Peli.
Una peli. So how would you say... Tonight we're going to see a film at the cinema.
Esta noche vamos a ver una peli al cine.
Perfect. Once again, Marina, your accent is quite estupendo. We also looked at ways of generalizing about what people do in a country. So, for example, in Spain we said people meet very late on Saturdays.
Se queda muy tarde.
Exactly. We take a verb like quedar and put se in front. So, the verb to eat, comer... How would we say people eat very late as well in Spain?
Se come muy tarde.
And also drinking lots of wine. The Spanish drink lots of wine.
Se bebe mucho vino.
se bebe mucho vino. So beber, to drink, with se on the front. So that could be the first part of homework today, couldn't it? If anybody would like some.
Yeah, of course. ¿Qué rollo? You can go to our forums in notesinspanish.com and tell us about what people generally do in your country.
Okay. So, for example, in the United States, people tend to eat very early. They tend to go out very late.
Whatever, yeah.
Another possibility, of course, would be just to come in and describe your typical weekend, just as we have today. Come and write about your typical weekend in Spanish. And don't worry if you make mistakes, as we say every week. Okay, as usual, we just wanted to remind you that you can pick up a full transcript of our Spanish conversation today on our worksheets, which also include all of the key vocabulary and constructions that we've used today, all outlined, some vocabulary building exercises.
And translation as well.
The translation of the Spanish part of the podcast, of course. What else more? And a super cool extra bit of Spanish vocabulary, or a really Spanish phrase. That's all available in our mega worksheet pack, which also includes some audio flashcards, which are designed to really help you with the pronunciation of all the vocab from all these first five podcasts so far. And also a little bonus extra podcast with Marina and I giving out some really top tips for learning Spanish as quickly as possible. Well, stay inspired. Also, we'd love to hear your feedback on the podcast so far, so do write to either ben@notesinspanish.com or marina@notesinspanish.com. Tell us what you think of the Inspired Beginners podcast series so far, if you'd like to see any changes, if there's any topics you'd like us to cover. We'd love to hear from you, so do write in. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Adiós.